Shelly, side with you. New introduces the topic.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Oh, now I feel pressured. I heard a shear recently where, last night we were talking about how sometimes you hear things and, like, if you reflect on it, you're like, whoa, that's not the sensitivity that we should have. So recently I heard a shear on Hilchos Pesach, and the Maggid Shear was talking about certain things you're allowed to do when it's a Tzarich Gadol. So as an example, he said, like, L'mashal, if it was a Davar Avid, let's say a Tzarich Gadol would be if, let's say, one was in an amusement park, and they take that picture coming down from, let's say, one of those rides, and they take that picture, and you only have a few minutes to buy it, and then they erase it. So that would be something that's considered Tzarich Gadol. You'd be allowed to purchase. I was like, that's a Tzarich Gadol for us to purchase? Like, that's what we consider a Tzarich Gadol? Zevi.
They're watching a CD with some Israeli band of kids, and they were like rapping very, very gaishly, without saying any gaish rappers' names, but it was very, very gaishly, being done very, very crazily. They're like dancing very, very prustly and doing, like, acting very. I thought it was pretty prust. Oh, no, so that's my point, that they were saying nice songs. So they were saying very nice songs, but they were saying it in a very crazy way. Like, they were like, they're rapping like Sukkim and Jewish songs and things like that. Yeah, like, I meet mommy, like that. Ellie thought that it was a good thing because, and I'm not sure, I don't have a sheet, I'm not saying, I don't know. I thought it was just a good example to say, but Ellie was saying that Lamaisa, like, for Kiev, people who are not from or whatever. Right. I wasn't sure about this either, but like somebody was saying over a halachic case that and you know what I'm talking about. Somebody saying over a halachic case to us, and I thought that it might have been a little bit not even though Lamaisa is halacha and it's just like a normal Gemara case, but it might not have been so. You could elaborate if you want.
You're saying. Yeah, that was a little lovable. Mask him. Yeah, that bothered me very much. You saw that it did.
I wasn't sure. I figured
that it was. Anybody else? Okay. I went to the Hamudiyah tonight before I came. Here.
Thank God you don't have the podcast.
Start with this one. Zevi, you can read it.
Enhance your simcha with the Shimmy Miller and Friends Choir for all your simchas, specializing in a cappella. For your simchas during Sphere End, 3 weeks. Is that good?
I think that that during the 3 weeks, perhaps where the point is not to have circumvent. The ruach of Avad is that we shouldn't be so sameach in the 3 weeks. We should be misabel in the 3 weeks. But we have a way, Shimmy Miller. We have. I don't want to begin the show.
It's good publicity. Yeah. It's good publicity for us.
We have a way to have simchas in the 3 weeks. For your simchas during the 3 weeks. I think it's amazing. No?
But isn't there? I'm saying there's still a
But if Chazal said not to have this type of music, that you found a type of music that maybe, if it's Mutter, which maybe it's not, but that you found a type of music, that's not the point. Right, so you're right. So technically, maybe it's Mutter. Technically. But is that what Chazal had in mind? You think when Chazal were writing, they were like, I hope they think of a cappella. It'll take them a few hundred years, but eventually they'll think of it. You think that's what they, or you think that they didn't want us maybe to be dancing to a beat?
Can you say something about shekels?
That's interesting. We're not going to do that tonight. Okay, is that, go back to Zevi.
The Shloach Mana is said to last a lifetime. This Purim gives the gift of endless seltzer. I don't know what this is exactly. Introducing the home seltzer maker from Soda Club. Keep reading. Want to get something for Purim that the whole family will enjoy throughout the year? How about an endless supply of seltzer and soda? Everyone loves seltzer, but hates schlepping home heavy cases. And the cost adds up, even with sale prices. With the new home seltzer maker from Soda Club, they'll enjoy the best tasting fresh fizzy seltzer at the push of a button, starting at just 17 cents per liter! Mishloach manas that will last a lifetime. This perm gives the gift of endless seltzer.
You got what Chazal had in mind?
No.
Okay, the other side of this is about a luxury island resort. You see, because we have a yontif called Pesach.
What about the Egypt?
We talked about that last night. We have a yontif called Pesach. And that yontif, as we were listening to in the car, that yontif is about Yetzias Mitzrayim. Hashem took us out of the avdus, the physical avdus. Hashem made us His servant. Why couldn't we just stay servants to Paroi? Why do we have to become Hashem's servants? Because now we have our Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now we're Avdei Hashem. Now we're Avdei Hashem. Now we're heading towards Matan Torah. Now we're heading towards a Ruchniyistika life. We're finished with the physical life of Mitzrayim. Now it's Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now we're heading towards a Ruchniyistika life. Right? Yetzias Mitzrayim? So it's very, very nice that they have Hamish HaHashgacha, separate dairy kitchen, non-Gebrach Sechal of Yisrael only, Shmura Matzah only, Daf Yomi, exciting Shiurim, well-stocked Beis Medrash, Uncle Maishi, Pirchei and Benos program. It's very, very nice. But again, the Ruach of it, but I'm not coming to Paskid if people should go or if they shouldn't go, this and that. But the Ruach, when you read what I'm about to read, do you think of we're different. We're not like Americans, Goyim, that are Shakua and Gashmias. We're Yidden. We came out of Mitzrayim. We're different. Because we're going to go to a luxury island resort, a great Yontif, and a great vacation. Who said that Yontif and vacation are supposed to go together? Isn't a great Yontif a time to be close to Hashem? A great yontif and a great vacation. That's already a very yesh ladan al zeh. That maybe you should do yontif and then afterwards do vacation, or do vacation and then do yontif. But who said you should ruin a yontif by having a vacation during the yontif? World class service, luxurious rooms, balconies overlooking the Niagara River, scrumptious tea rooms and buffets, lavish kiddushim. At least it's kiddush. Viennese dessert receptions. Championship golf facility. There's Yetzias Mitzrayim right there. Heated indoor pool and fitness center. Sauna and jacuzzi. Nightly entertainment. Nothing like Mitzrayim or anything. Just nightly entertainment. Indoor game room. Tennis court on premises. Maybe it's a good thing for people to go. Maybe it's a good thing for people to go. That's not my point. My point is that we have to sometimes keep our eye on the ball. What did the Rebbeinu Shlom want from us? What did he want from us? Chalamoid Bechlal is a good mashal of this. Stam Chalamoid is a good mashal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Chalamoid. We have Yantif in the beginning, we have Yantif in the end, and we have these weekdays in between. Let's stop. Did Hashem really have in mind the extravagant type of vacations? Do you think that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzavah Moshe to teach Klal Yisrael about Chalamoid, he was thinking water parks? I'm not coming to say we should or we shouldn't, and sometimes we should, and there are situations and so on and so forth. I don't want to make this an immature thing. There's a difference between having a good time and being immature. We're having a good time tonight, but it doesn't mean we should be immature. But let's just think, did Rabbanu Shalom have in mind great adventures? Is that what he had in mind? Is that what Rabbanu Shalom, we want to do what Rabbanu Shalom had in mind? Is that what Rabbanu Shalom had in mind? So the Yerushalmi says, the famous Yerushalmi, the Shabur brings, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Chol HaMoed as a time for Talmud Torah. As a time to learn Torah. Now we're not all capable maybe of learning Torah the whole Chol HaMoed, but I'll give you an example. Like I once spoke to my Rosh Hashiva's wife, who's Rav Putner's daughter. So I once had a conversation with her about what Yom Tov was like by Rav Putner. And she told me that the families, the yeshiva families, the Kohel families, used to move into the yeshiva building for Yom Tov, for 7 days, for 8 days. They would move in for Yom Tov. Men, women, and children. And they would sit and have all the suddas together, the whole yeshiva would eat the suddas together, and they would sing together, and the Rashi would say Divrei Torah, and they would listen, and then the entire Chol HaMoed, they would daven, then they would have long suddas, and they would listen to Divrei Torah, and then they would have at night, they would get together again. If it was on Sukkot, then they would go down to the Sukkah. If it was Pesach, they would be inside in the dining room, and they would listen to Shmuzin and to Divrei Torah about the Yantif. And she says she clearly remembers that they used to sit over cups of tea, the Yungalite, till 4 in the morning, just talking over the different Divrei Torah, just enjoying the Ruach of Yantif. Those who were there by Rabbi Kalish on Purim night, or so we were sat around talking about Yom Tov. Imagine doing that for 7 days straight about Pesach. Sitting, cups of tea, some drinks, just sitting and just schmoozing about the Yom Tov, hour after hour after hour. Doesn't that somehow sit better with when Chazal said, there's such a thing called Chol HaMoed? That it's a weekday, it doesn't have the full restrictions of a Yom Tov. It's a weekday, but it's a time with family, with Rabbeim, with people that Tayyaritika people, to appreciate, to absorb, to take in, to swallow, to digest the beauty of the Yom Tov. So my point is not to scream about Chol HaMoed or about this or about that or about an endless supply of seltzer. My point is, and I'm not saying that a person should have heart failure every time he reads a newspaper. You know, all the people who did all these ads, I'm sure none of them are malicious, none of them meant bad, and none of them are going to sleep at night feeling guilty about the ad they put into the Hamodiah. They, as I said yesterday, we're all American boys over here, and we're born without sensitivities, and we're born with this. We're born with Purim is about carnivals or costumes, you know, of Saddam Hussein. You know, we're born that way, and it. But one of the beautiful things about being in a yeshiva, and one of the things that is something that it's an opportunity that we should take advantage of and then we should never forget, is that through being a orangutan and learning for the sedarim that we learn, we don't realize it. But even through learning Bava Metzia, through learning the sugyas of Talmud Torah, and then hearing them learning Musar together, and hearing Shmuzin, and hearing different comments, and there's some bachurim in the yeshiva that they lose themselves in a childish habit of comparing what this Kohel guy said about this, and it's different than what that Kohel guy said, or it's a little bit the opposite of what another one said. It's not the point. Everybody's different, and everyone has different opinions, and everyone's approach is different. But what is valuable is that I mean, the only difference between a guy in Kohel and a guy who's a bachur yeshiva is a matter of years. There's no magic. Beit Hashem, one day you will be the one sitting in yeshiva and teaching and being mashpia. But the advantage that you have when you have an older person around is that he has that many more years that he absorbed from his rabbeim and from the Kohel guys that were Kohel guys when he was in yeshiva. And it's just absorbing, what are we absorbing in yeshiva? We're trying to absorb what's the correct ruach, what's the correct sensitivity. I'm sure anybody who has spent an intense time learning understands, like, I'll give you an example that we could all identify with. You know, when you go out into the streets, it's very, very, very hard for us. It's a crazy, preacher sticker world. But taiva aside for a minute, I'm just talking in terms of sensitivity. Someone's, and those of you who have had this experience will appreciate what I'm trying to say. Someone had the experience of being in yeshiva, and like he didn't really go out of yeshiva that much for a while. And he was in yeshiva, let's say maybe in Eretz Yisrael, or even here. It was intense learning, and it was one seder after the next, and it was to the dorm and back, and basically intense learning. And then for whatever reason happened, they had to go to the mall. I'm not talking about the taiva, Shabbai. I'm talking about sometimes after you have that, so you became unused to America a little bit. Even in America, you can get like a little unused to America. And you go out, and the lack of sensitivity is offending, is pashut offensive. It offends you. Taiva aside, we all have to struggle to be shabrei naim and so on. It's a struggle. But it becomes offensive. Like what are people thinking? These people are out of control. What are they thinking? What happened to you? A few months ago, you were completely comfortable going to the mall. The therapist says that you absorb the different set of sensitivities. You absorb, after you spend enough time in yeshiva, or you spend some time with different yungalite or rabbeim and so on, and you start to absorb and start to develop finer sensitivities. And then you go out into a world where there's no such a thing as sensitivities, and it hits you like a ton of bricks until you get used to it again. You know, it doesn't take that long, so you get used to it again. But that's true even in the Yiddish Shabbat, that even you know, B'nai Yeshiva have the ability to pick up the most edel sensitivities. And sometimes it sounds petty to us, and sometimes we hear a gadol or a tzaddik getting upset about something, and we think he's getting carried away, and we think he's being petty, and we're quick to judge. And it's important for us to remain sensitive. We hear about certain types of hakpadas, we think he's getting carried away, or, you know, it's important for us to remain sensitive, because the sensitivities are good, they're good sensitivities. You know, I know myself, thinking myself today, those who have been in Eretz Yisrael, everybody knows that in Eretz Yisrael they came up very, very strongly recently against cell phones, for different reasons. But my point is not to go into the regular reasons, my point is to bring out a certain nekuda. That I was talking to Nassim Tritel today, I was learning with him in the morning, and he told me that in the mirror, if someone will pull out, I left my cell phone at home, someone will pull out their cell phone, so the people around them, it became like such a, like, not a, like, you're not accustomed to it anymore. People don't take out their cell phones anymore. People go like, no, it's like imagine like I would take out, like, I'll be sitting here and I would just like suddenly pull out the Wall Street Journal. I'm sorry, people are like, what are you doing? Not even like, not bad, good, it's like strange. Like, you know, you're gonna be smedjish, what are you doing? It became a strange thing. And when he told that to me, I felt bad. I felt bad because I'm a very, very busy person and I have a lot of people call me and so on and so forth. And people get very upset at me. The chlau is something that I'm saying very often, that people get very upset that they can't reach me. And there's very little I can do about it sometimes. So sometimes I fall to the Yetzirah, if my phone is ringing, even in the base Spanish, I'll answer it, and then I'll go out, or I'll tell the person to call me back, or this and that, because I'm pushed like, it's just the phone is always ringing. And I got used to it. I got used to that, I could do that. I got used to it, I could pull out the cell phone. And I felt bad that I lost the sensitivity. I felt like a little down about it. I lost the sensitivity. That if I was in a different place, if I was in a different place, I was in a different, you know, if I was in the mirror where Master T made a very big tumult about it, I would have the sensitivity. And when I thought about it, it is a sensitivity. A base manager is not a place to talk on the phone. It's just not a place for that. It's not appropriate to talk on the phone to the base manager. It's not appropriate. But I lost the sensitivity. It's not like I did it even though I knew it was wrong. I lost, you do it once, you do it twice, you do it three, you just lose the sensitivity. It becomes a comfortable place to talk on the phone. Or anything else. You know, some people macabre themselves not to talk to very tired with tefillin. After a while, they get used to it. And if they see someone, it's if they see someone schmoozing with the tefillin, I see someone schmoozing or laughing with the tefillin on, it jars them. Like, what's going on? But those of us who were macabre that, and we're very comfortable schmoozing with tefillin on, it just doesn't jar us. The things that we become sensitive to, the things that we become attuned to, they make us think differently. And that's why I'm trying to be macabre. That's why I wanted to show you in our Hamish and newspapers, I want to show you that even in those things, like, we can't get, it's wonderful that we have Hamish and newspapers, and I don't mean to blame any of these people, and with all due respect to Shimmy Miller, I hope he's very, very matzliach, and so on and so forth, it's not my, It's not my point. My point is that for us, that we're in yeshiva, this is the royal time of our life. This is the time that we develop the sensitivities for our whole life. To develop those extra sensitivities. To think twice before we read something. Not to be makabel everything. Not to try to make everything good. We don't have to make everything good. Sometimes we can be a little critical of something. It doesn't make us into critical people. It doesn't make us into bad people. With the full friendliness and a smile, and we could joke around while we're doing it, but to appreciate a sensitivity. Am I going to say he was over an Avera because he said, this Purim give the gift of endless seltzer? It's not over any Avera. It's a little bit... There's a Megillus Esther, and Chazal sat down, and Be'oimek Chachmasam, they were boicher certain mitzvahs for us to do to assure the Nitzchias of Klal Yisrael. And these certain mitzvahs carry certain kedusha, and the halachas of Shulchan Aruch are mayrich about all the prati dinim about it. And if you think about it, we can all identify that if we would have decided for 2 weeks before Purim, our project is going to be Hilchas Mishloach Manos, Bahalacha or Bahagada. And we would have learned the sugyas of Shalach Manos, and the halachas of Shalach Manos, and the Sfarim, and the Sifrei Musar, what they say about Shalach Manos, and the Sifrei Nachshava, what they say about Shalach Manos. That would have been our mitzvah for this Purim. There are more popular mitzvahs on Purim, but that would have been our mitzvah this Purim. So then we would have been offended. At that point, we would have been offended. Mishloach Manos, this Purim gave the gift of endless seltzer. Do you know what Shalach Manos is? That's what you write? It's our lack of being fully aware and fully thinking and fully involved in the mitzvahs that people could get away with this. People wouldn't be able to get away with this. That's why I was encouraging the island to think of things themselves.
Because we don't realize that you're what Yerushalayim is, so it's hard to be margish that idea why it's bad. I realize like if there was a restaurant called like Beis Hamikdash 2 or Kodesh HaKadoshim 2, like that anybody can realize that's like not a good thing. Right. Yeah. I'm just saying for people here for us to understand it better. You know,
Kodesh HaKadoshim or something, some kind of play on words. You know, some kind of play on words, whatever it is, then we'll be very, very offended. Very, very offended, but we grew up with this. This is what we grew up with, but it's a time in our life where we have to be Oymed al Da'atenu and realize that, okay, I grew up with it, but something going on here. Okay, we have to be balanced about it. I'm not going to say I'm not going to tell my wife, I'm stopping off in the pizza shop that's named after a certain city, I don't want to say the name. I'm not going to do that. You know, that's the name of the store. We grew up with it. You know, we have to be balanced. But we could also appreciate that maybe it's not...
I had a rabbi in 12th grade. I never liked the word guy. Someone would say, you know, a few guys went to the store. He said, what's a guy? A bacher? You're in a light? What is he? It's not, what's a guy? He said, a guy is called a guy.
Yeah, that's a similar thing. That really gets into a whole other topic. That's also Mayinian this, and that's the way we talk in phrases. I know people also that they're mocked about things like that. And my wife has a teacher. My wife has a teacher who if she'll tell her things were really crazy today, she'll say, "You mean busy?" We don't think. You know, crazy means, you know. You know, we just get used to the way we talk. We mom's talking out nicely. We're talking out nicely. We get so used to it. We get so used to it. I have to tell you, I have to be very, very honest with you. Be very, very honest with you. When I was in the Sifta and so on, if someone had to excuse themselves in the middle of Shir, or even to their friends, in my Chabura, you know, if someone had to tell their friends they have to go out, you're like, I have to go out. That's it. I'm Avin Yavin. I have to go out. That's it. The Europeans, they say, I have to make a bracha. I have to make an Asher Yotzer. When I first came to Yeshiva, here, Yeshiva, and I heard guys saying, I have to go to the John, I almost vomited. I couldn't imagine that you didn't talk that way. I just couldn't imagine. That's it. And now I realize that that's the clean way. Now I realize that, you know, that's the nice way to talk. Excuse me for bringing it up in a Beis Medrash, but if you think about it, it's not the pshat that guys are nuts or the guys are grub. We're all very, very fine brothers, like what you're talking about. We lost the sensitivity. We lost it. And if you would go a couple of weeks without talking that way or hearing people talk that way, if you would be learning with someone for weeks and weeks and weeks on end, that whenever he excused himself, he's like, I have to excuse myself for a minute. And then you'd get a new charusa and he would start talking that way. You'd be like, what on earth? What's going on? Like, watch your language. But we became, little by little, you know, first it became easy for us to listen to, then it became easy for us to say, and then, and so on and so forth. I was wondering if I should bring up, I should bring it up. And it's not just that, that's one example, there's a lot of examples. We talked about this once, not to say I have to chop mincha. Chop a meal, don't chop a tefillah. You daven mincha, you don't chop a mincha. You know, things like that. We have to think about the way we talk. We talk in ways that indicate a certain lack of sensitivity. You ever hear anyone say, I just have to go chop a shmooze with the president? Nobody would talk that way. Nobody would want to talk that way because it's so proud. Nobody wants to just chop with the president. They want to say, yeah, the president has time set aside for me. I have an appointment with the president. Next time you say, I have to chop a mincha, instead say, I have an appointment with the Rabbi Nishalayim. We become unsensitive in what we see, and what Reb David is pointing out, we become unsensitive about the way we talk. And that's Chassidus is a good place. This thing about being Oymen, not just on what the mitzvah said, but what the ruach is, what the das of the mitzvah is, what the values, what the priorities of the Rabbi Nishlelem is. This is a very, very good subject. It's nagea for us, lamaisa, in our life, to learn from this Tzilsi Sharon.